As if to prove it, Klein slipped something off his shoulder and caught it easily in his massive hands. It was a machine gun, and it was pointing at Venture, Robin, and Matt.
"You really will have to accept my hospitality for just a little while longer," Harper said. "I was hoping that you'd help me decipher the disc willingly, but if not..."
He shrugged. "Well, so be it. Mr. Klein, will you show my guests to their rooms? I think that for the time being, Mr. Venture should share with his daughter. Perhaps that will get him to get matters into perspective. She needs such careful looking after."
Harper smiled, his whole face creased and wrinkled as if with the effort. He reached out a hand, running the tips of his fingers down Robin's cheek. She stared back at him impassively, not moving. And quicker than Matt would have believed possible, Venture's arm shot out. Quicker than either Harper or his head of security could react, Venture knocked Harper's hand away. His voice was low and dangerous.
"Don't you dare touch my daughter. If anything happens to her."
He left the threat hanging heavy in the air between them.
Klein recovered quickly, swinging the gun round so it was pointing directly at Venture. Harper was shaking with anger, but he put up a hand to stop Klein.
"Then you had better make sure there is no reason for anything to happen to her," he said, furious. "By cooperating."
He stood for a moment, staring Venture down. But Venture's eyes were cold and unflinching, and it was Harper who looked away. He turned to Klein.
"Take them inside," he said.
Several other armed men in similar khaki uniforms joined Klein to take Matt and the others to their rooms. Matt was bundled back into the room he'd had before. He could hear Robin and her father being pushed into the room next to his before his door slammed shut. There was no sound of a key or a bolt, so he guessed there was a guard outside. He tried the door to check. It wouldn't open. There must be some way of programming the door so it could only be opened from the outside. He was trapped, locked inside a stone-built room with no other way out. Matt put his ear to the door and could hear nothing from outside. But he realized he could hear something. From somewhere else, ever so faintly, he could hear music. There had been no music a few moments ago. Where was it coming from? He walked around the room trying to work it out, but it was so faint that it was impossible to tell. So Matt gave up. He flopped onto the bed and stared at the ceiling. Then he got up and switched on the huge plasma screen on the opposite wall. The computer desktop appeared, just as he had left it. And still, he could hear the music. It was a different tune now, a pop song he recognized from last year. Still so faint, he wondered if he could be imagining it.